One of the greatest worshippers of all times, known as Zainul Abidin, the great grandson of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali bin Hussein, had composed a poem, and this poem is titled Lays al-Gharib, the stranger, the traveler. In the Urdu language, Gharib is a poor person, but in Arabic, a Gharib is a traveler, a stranger. So in the poem, he says, Lays al-Gharibu Gharibu Shami wal-Yamani, Inna al-Gharibu Gharibu al-Lahdi wal-Kafani. The stranger is not the stranger to Yemen and Sham, but the stranger is the stranger of the grave and the kafan. Inna al-Gharibu lahu haqqun li-ghurbatihi. Verily, the stranger has rights because he's in an unfamiliar place. على المقيمين في الأوطان والسكن, over the residents of that city or that village. لا تنهرن غريب الحال غربته الدهر ينهره بالذل والمحن. Don't chase away the outlander, the gharib, the traveler in the state of his unfamiliarity, for time is already chasing him with hardship in distress. سفري بعيد وزادي لن يبلغني. My travel is far, my provisions will not be sufficient for me. وقوتي ضعفت والموت يطلبني. My strength has weakened and death is calling unto me. Wali baqaya dhunub lastu a'lamuha. I still have sins I don't even know about. Allahu ya'lamuha fi sirri wal alani. Allah knows them, those made in secret and those most made in manifest in the daylight. Ma ahlamullahu anni haythu amhalani. How merciful is Allah that Allah has given me respite. Waqad tamadaytu fi dhanbi wa yasturuni. I've increased in my sins, yet Allah continues to shield my sins. How merciful is Allah? Ma ahlamu Allah anni haythu amhalani. How merciful is Allah by giving me a respite? Waqad tamadaytu fi dhanbi wa yasturuni. I've increased in my sins, yet Allah hides my sins away. Tamurru sa'atu ayyami bila nadabin. The hours of my day passed without any regret. Wala buka'in, wala khawfin, wala hazani. There's no crying, no fear, no sadness because of my sins. Ana alladhi ughliqa al-abwaba mujtahidan. I'm the one who closes the doors with fatigue on disobedience. Wa aynu Allahi tanzurni. And the eye of Allah watches me over me all the time. Ya zallatan. كُتِبَتْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ ذَهَبَتْ. All that which has been written in a moment of heedlessness. يَا حَسْرَةً بَقِيَتْ فِي الْقَلْبِ تُحْرِقُنِي. All the sorrow which remains in my heart is burning me. دَعْ عَنْكَ عَذَلِي يَا مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْدِلُنِي. Leave off your blame of me, O you who do so. لَوْ كَانَتْ تَعْلَمُ مَا بِي كُنْتَ تَعْذِرُنِي. If you knew my situation, you would excuse me. دعني أصح دموعا لا انقطاع لها. Let me cry tears that have no ending to them. فهل عسى عبرة منها تخلصني. For perhaps it is those tears that will get me to be freed from my sins. So let's listen to a portion of it being rendered by the poet, and then we'll continue with the translation.
ليس الغريب غريب الشام واليمن إن الغريب غريب اللحد والكفن إن الغريب له حقا لغربته على المقيمين في الأوطان والسكن لتنهرن غريبا حال غربته الدهر ينهره سفري بعيد وزادي لن يبلغني وقوتي ضعفت والموت يطلبني ولي بغايا ذنوب لست أعلمها الله يعلمها في السر والعلن ما أحلم الله عني حيث أمهلني وقد تماديت في تمر ساعة أيامي بلا ندم ولا بكاء ولا خوف ولا حزن أنا الذي أغلق الأبواب أجلة كتبت في غفلة ذهبت يا حسرة بغيت في القلب تحرقني يا جلة كتبت في غفلة ذهبت يا حسرة بغيت في القلب تحرقني دعني أنوح على نفسي وأندبها وأقطع الدهر بالتذكير والحزن دع عنك عذلي يا من كان يعذلني لو كنت تعلم ما بي كنت تعذرني دعني أسح دموعا لا انقطاع لها فهل عسى عبرة منها تخلصني كأنني بين تلك الأهل منطرحا على الفراش وأيديهم تغلبني وقد تجمع حولي من ينوح ومن يبكي علي وينعاني ويندبني وقد أتوا بطبيب كي يعالجني ولم أرى الطب هذا اليوم ينفعني واشتد نزعي وصار الموت يجذبها من كل إرغ بلا رفغ ولا هوني واستخرج الروح مني في تغرغرها وصار ريغي مريرا حين غرغرني وغمضوني وراح الكل وانصرفوا بعد الإياس وجاء.
So the poet talks about his own sins and then he goes on to talk about the last moments of his life. And he says, وَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِطَبِيبٍ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي. That as, you know, in those last moments, كَأَنِّي بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ الْأَهْلِ مُنْطَرِحًا. It is as though I am laying with my family, laying there upon the mattress with their hands turning over me. وَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِطَبِيبٍ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي. As though they've come with a doctor here to cure me. وَلَمْ أَرَطِبَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ يَنْفَعُنِي. But today I don't think any medicine will benefit me. وَاشْتَدَّ نَزْعِي وَصَارَ الْمَوْتُ يَطْلُبُنِي. My suffering increased and death has come now to pull me. مِنْ كُلِّ عِرْقٍ بَلَا رِفْقٍ وَلَا هَوْنٍ. From every vein. Without ease or comfort, واستخرج الروح مني في تغرغرها وصار ريقي مريرا حين غرغرني. My soul is then removed from me with a gargling, and my saliva become bitter at that point. وغمضوني وراح الكل وانصرفوا. They then shut my eyes and left me. بعد الإياس وجدوا في شراء الكفن. After a long moment of despair, they hurry to purchase the shroud. وقام من كان حب الناس في أجل نحو المغسل يأتيني من يغسلني. And those who were dearest to me now stand up to call someone to make my ghusl. وقال يا قومي نبغي غاسلا حذقا حرا أريبا. They then say, oh people, let us find someone who can do the ghusl, who is skillful, who is clever, who is bright, intelligent. فَجَاعَنِي رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَجَرَّدَنِي مِنَ الثِّيَابِ. So then one of them come and remove my clothing. He undresses me and denudes me. وَأَوْدَعُونِي عَلَى الْأَلْوَاحِ مُنْطَرِحًا وَصَارَ فَوْقِي خَرِيرَ الْمَاءِ يُنَظِّفُنِي. They then place me on the board, and the sound of water above me began to clean me. وَأَسْكَبَ الْمَاءَ مِنْ فَوْقِي وَغَسَّلَنِي غُسْلًا ثَلَاثًا وَنَادَ الْقَوْمَ بِنْتِ الْكَفَنِي. They pour water on me three times and wash me three times before calling out the people to enshroud me. وَأَلْبَثُونِي ثِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا. They enshroud me with a garment without sleeves. وَصَارَ زَادِي حَنُوتِي حِينَ حَنَّتُونِي. And my provision became the embalmment which they embalmed me with. وَأَخْرَجُونِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَوَا أَسَفَا أَلَى رَحِيلٍ بِلَا زَادٍ يُبَلِّغُنِي. They now removed me from this dunya And they set me on a journey. How sorryful for me that I'm undertaking this journey. Bila zadin yuballighuni. Without any provision that can take me to my destination. وَحَمَّلُونِ عَلَى الْأَكْفَانِ أَرْبَعَةً. And upon their shoulders they carried me, four of them. مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَخَلْفِي مَنْ يُشَيُّعُنِي. And behind them are those who have come to bid farewell to me. وَقَدِّمُونِ إِلَى الْمِحْرَابِ وَانْصَرَفُوا خَلْفَ الْإِمَامَ فَصَلَّى ثُمَّ وَدَّعَنِي. They set me before the mihrab, then turned away from me. Behind the imam they went and they performed the salah to bid farewell to me. صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً لَا رُكُوءَ لَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يَرْحَمُنِي. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْحَمُنِي. They performed a salah consisting of no ruku and no sajda. The salatul janazah, asking that Allah may have mercy upon me. وَأَنْزَلُونِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِ عَلَىٰ مَهْلٍ. They lowered me to the grave slowly. وَقَدِّمُونِ وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمْ يُلَحِدُنِي. And one of them came forward to place me in the lahad. وَكَشَفَ الثَّوْبَ عَنْ وَجْهِي لِيَنْذُرَنِي وَأَسْكَبَ الدَّمْعَ مِّنْ عَيْنِهِ. And he raised the garment from my face to gaze at me one last time. And then tears came out of his eyes. فَقَامَ مُحْتَرِمًا بِالْعَزْمِ مُشْتَمِلًا وَصَفَّ اللَّبْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِي وَفَارَقُونِي. They then stood there, honoring me firm and resolute, and then lined the bricks on my body, and then left me. وَقَالَ هُلُّ عَلَيْ تُرَابِ وَاغْتَنِمُوا حُسْنَ ثَوَابِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ ذِي الْمِنَنِي. And they then said, throw the sand on him, heap it on, the great rewards of Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. So this is where he is now, in the qabr. Let us continue listening to the poem.
وقال يا قوم انا ابغي غاسلا حذغا حرا اديبا اريبا عارفا فطني فجاءني رجل منهم فجردني من الثياب واعراني وافردني واودعوني على الالواح منطرحا وصار فوقي خرير الماء ينظفني واسكب الماء من فوقي وغسلني غسلا ثلاثا ونادى القوم بالكفن والبسوني ثيابا لا كمام لها وصار زادي حنوطي حين حنطني واخرجوني من الدنيا فواسفا على رحيل بلا زاد يبلغني وحملوني على الاكتاف اربعه من الرجال وخلف من يشيعني وقدموني الى المحراب وانصرفوا خلف الامام فصلى ثم ودعني صلى
So the poet continues and he says that in the darkness of the grave, لا أم هناك ولا أب شفيق ولا أخ ولا أخ يؤنسني. No mother is here, nor there is an affectionate father or brother to comfort me. فريد alone, وحيد القبر, I'm the only inhabitant of this grave. فيا أسفا, how sorryful is my condition. على فراق بلا عمل يزودني, I'm parting from this world without provision of deeds for my journey ahead. And then he says, وهالني صورة في العين إذ نذرت. And a sight which beheld my eyes struck terror into me. من هول مطلع ما قد كان أدهشني. From a place of terror it came to startle me. What was it? منكر من منكر ونكير. The two angels. ما أقول لهم. That what shall I say to them? قد هالني أمرهم جدا فأفزعني. The thought of them striking terror into me, it causes fear. They then said, they made me sit and put forth their questions. I have none other than you now, O my Lord, to deliver me. So bestow upon me your mercy, O Allah, because I only have hope in you. For verily, I am fettered in sins and I am confined to them. The relatives have divided my wealth amongst them after leaving me, and my sins are now upon my back, burdening me. My wife has taken another husband in my place, and she has appointed him as an overseer of my wealth and my home. She has made my children into servants to bid unto his needs, and my wealth has become to them worthless means of enjoyment. So let this world and its adornments not deceive you, and look at its evil effects in your family and your homeland. And look at those who have collected the wealth of this dunya. Will he depart from this world bearing other than death and the kafan and the hanut, the embalmment? Take from this dunya that which suffices you and be contented with that. Khudil qana'a min dunyak waradhi biha. Even if you have to leave with nothing, even if you were to have naught but good health. And then the poet in the final couplet says that, O you who so good, you will reap the fruit of your effects. O you so evil, you will find yourself overcome with sorrow. O soul of mine, abstain from sinning, abstain instead. Do deeds that are beautiful for which Allah will have mercy upon me. O soul of mine, woe upon to you. Turn towards Allah in repentance and do that which is good, so you'll be recompensed after death with that which is delightful. And then in the second last couplet, he says, ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ وَالْمُخْتَارِ سَيِّدِينَ. Lastly, sending durood upon our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi mumsina wa musbihuna bil khayri wal afwi wal ihsani wal minani. And all praise unto Allah. May He fill our days and nights with that which is good, with forgiveness, with ihsan and grace.
شفى الثوب عن وجهي لينظرني وأسبل الدمع من عينيه أغرغني فقام محترما بالعزم مجتملا وصفف اللبن من فوقي وفارغني وقال هل عليه التربة واغتنموا حسن الثواب من الرحمن ذي المنن في ظلمة الغبر لا أم هناك ولا أب شفيق ولا أخ يؤنسني وهالني صورة في العين إذ نظرت من هول مطلع ما قد كان أدهشني من منكر ونكير ما أقول لهم قد هالني أمرهم جدا فأفزعني وأقعدوني وجدوا في سؤال هموم ألي سواك إلهي من يخلصني فمن علي بعاد